As voting got underway this morning, there were several reports of polling mishaps that, as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, caused some voters to leave without casting ballots.
At least three polling places in Baltimore City opened later than the legally required 7 a.m. start due to ballot scanner problems. The Baltimore IT Academy in North Baltimore opened about 2 hours late because the scanners were in a locked room where poll workers couldn't get them. Kirk Wesley was outside campaigning for state's attorney Marilyn Mosby and was surprised when polls didn't open as scheduled.
There were voters who came and I'm assuming had to get to work and could not stay to vote. 2 hours later after the polls opened, or were supposed to open, they started letting people in to vote. There was a line that gathered here at the door.
He estimates that between 50 and 75 people came in those initial 2 hours before the doors opened. Ricardo Manderson was at the Roosevelt Recreation Center in Hamden campaigning for Delegate Antonio Hayes, who's running for the state Senate. He says the poll workers there initially delayed opening while they tried to fix a malfunctioning ballot scanner.
The ballots wouldn't scan, and they actually had, when they tried to scan them, they started jamming in the machine, so they had to go to their contingency and start putting ballots in manually into the emergency drop spot.
Hamden resident Mary Miles said that when she arrived around 8:20 this morning, she was told to leave her ballot in the pile rather than scan it.
There was a big pile of ballots just sitting there, so it didn't have that nice feeling where you know it's been counted when you entered into the computer.
The Friendship Preparatory Academy in West Baltimore was closed because of a lack of water. Voters were sent to the nearby James Mosher Elementary. And Amy Cruz, director of the Election Protection Campaign at the ACLU of Maryland, says the Ellerslie Apartments in Penn Lucy also opened late, and a few voters were even advised to leave because of problems with ballot scanners. She says these sorts of delays and problems disenfranchise some voters.
When somebody had planned on voting before work or early in the morning, the chance that they will have the time later to vote, for some people they may have the luxury to do that and others may not.
As of this afternoon, Donna Duncan, the State Board of Elections Assistant Deputy for Election Policy, could not say whether any of the locations that opened late would remain open past the scheduled 8 p.m. closing. That's up to the courts. She says several scanners around the state had to be replaced, but
a scanner being replaced is a common practice. These are not out of the ordinary issues.
She referred questions about specific polling places in Baltimore to the City Board of Elections, which did not return calls. With reporting from the WYPR News Team, I am Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.